Well, welcome everybody to the first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. We are now into our seventh year of doing these every first Friday of the month, and we have a very dedicated group of people that gather on this call and do work for the waters of the planet. So before we start today, I just want to give a shout out and thanks to David Rosenthal, who helps me with the website. We had a little glitch last night, and I got a hold of David, and he was like right on it. So thank you, David.
Thank you.
Couldn't take care of this website without you. So I'm really happy to have Jillian Rutledge here today to lead the meditation. I first met Jillian at one of the Cetacean Summits, I think, quite a few years ago. And Jillian's a conscious breath coach, an awareness mentor. She's a free diving instructor and a dolphin guide. You know, the dolphins really were some of Jillian's first teachers. And they're masters of conscious breathing. And they've been thriving on this planet for 15 million years longer than us. And so Jillian's been in direct contact with the dolphins for over 20 years. And through listening and observing and connecting with them, she's learned more and more about their teachings. And she's also studied several styles of yoga and pranayama, breath work, energy work, and different body work modalities. Jillian's also a free diving instructor and an underwater dancer, and she's able to hold her breath for 5 minutes and dive to 130 feet. So I am really excited, Jillian, to see what kind of a deep dive you're going to take us on today. So go for it.
Thank you, Mary. It's so exciting to be here today with the Global Healing Pod and everybody who gathers around water. What a precious, precious being our water is. I was out paddleboarding the other night, and the bioluminescence is really active right now, and that's who I felt was wanting to join us today. So we're going to go on a bit of a journey from heaven, earth, to water. And we are in some pretty potent times right now. And there is another cosmic event happening, as there has been almost every other week. We've had some strong cosmic alignments happening, and we're inside the alignment called the Lion's Gate right now. And this is a story about the star system Sirius. And in this time, this point in our calendar, and in our alignment with the stars, Earth has orbited closest to the brightest star in our sky, the dog star Sirius. And this star is also known as our central sun. It's 25 times brighter than Earth's sun, Earth's immediate sun. And in ancient times, when this cosmic event happened, the Nile River would rise and overflow, flooding the valley, and it brought immense abundance of food. So it was a hugely celebratory time. And so here we are, 5,000 years or more later, and this alignment where Sirius is, we are actually closest to Sirius. And so the theme for today is breath, water, and light. And because the bioluminescence is in abundance right now, I just wanted to share quickly about who produces bioluminescence as we bring this being into our presence. in our healing and our prayers and our gratitude for water. So bioluminescence is the precious plankton. It's one of the species of plankton that gives off light at night. And plankton is one of our planetary partners because they produce the oxygen that is in our every other breath. And of course, we know how precious our breath is. So it's a really special symbiotic exchange. Plankton produces O2, or our oxygen, through photosynthesis, which is a process of working with carbon dioxide and light. And the byproduct that's released is our oxygen, which we then have a process of respiration. And in respiration, we produce carbon dioxide, the same resource used in photosynthesis by the plankton. So this is that special symbiotic exchange that we have with a being who lives in our waters. And in this time where we're in the Lion's Gate and the star Sirius is so bright, that light is being reflected in the bioluminescence. So we'll begin by tuning into our breath. We're going to do something to start off that's a little bit odd, and it's to yawn. You know, like a real morning yawn, a really big one. So go ahead and just begin to yawn. You can fake it. And as you take in that really big yawn-style breath, really open your mouth wide and take that oxygen in. Tighten yourself up. And then when you exhale from that yawn, just completely let go. And if yawning is a struggle for you, like I said, go ahead and do an imagination type style. Fake it. And as you're opening your mouth, wiggle your jaw and allow yourself to really be dramatic. And feel that sense of opening. And if you're really into it, you'll feel all tingly. And that's the place we want to get to, is that tingly, oxygenated, effervescent feeling from the yawn. Yawning is so important, especially when we're in these unprecedented times. Because yawning helps us release fear. And even though many of us might not be in fear ourselves, our human tribe is experiencing fear. And this is one of the ways that we can support them through our breath, is by yawning. So the next time you're in public and you yawn, it's not rude. You're helping humanity. Okay, so hopefully you're in a nice, tingly, loosened up, freed up space. And you can begin to make yourself comfortable. And as you settle into your body, you're free to lay down or sit straight up with a long, tall spine, whatever way is most comfortable for you. And as you're doing this, just tune into your breathing, you know, that internal perspective. And listening with your ears and with your whole body to the inhale and the exhale. And just hear that sound, that opening air flowing sound as you draw the air in and as you release the air back out. Our breath is our rhythm, and it's our life force energy. And just by tuning into the natural rhythm of our breath, we're instantly brought to our inner and true selves. And now let's work with our breath and light our imagination. So imagine that you are sitting at the edge of the ocean and the sun is setting. A celebratory time of the end of a precious day. And it's really a sacred time as the light shifts into the dark. And as the sunlight completely fades, you stand up. And you take some steps towards the water. And as your toes touch the liquid, you instantly feel safe and ready. And as you wade into the water, you're preparing yourself. Tuning into your breathing and feeling the water all around you. And then you go ahead and pick your feet up and lay back. Lay back. Let go. Facing up towards the night sky, the stars, they begin to twinkle as the dusk settles into the night. And just reassure yourself that you feel warm and safe and completely supported by the water. And just know that anytime you feel nervous or uncomfortable, you can yawn. You can yawn while you float in the ocean, releasing any fear. And as you breathe, begin to scan your body from head to toe, starting with the very top of your head, and just releasing and letting the tension go in your scalp, and your eyebrows, and your ears, just letting go. And letting the water completely hold you. Relaxing the back of your head and the nape of your neck. Feeling the water hold your head. Relaxing your eyes, just softening. Relaxing your nose, you can breathe with ease. Relaxing your lips and your tongue, just let it fall to the roof of your mouth or settle into the bottom jaw. And relax the jaw. The front of the neck and down into the chest and the shoulders. Let the water hold you. Relaxing your heart and your lungs. And just softening the rib cage. Followed by softening your abdomen, your stomach, the diaphragm, your lower back. And let this wave into your hips, your pelvis, and the internal organs in the base of our body. Let the muscles, big and small, relax. As this moves down into your legs, your knees, your ankles, as well as your arms and elbows and wrists. The arches of the feet and the palms of your hands, let them open. Stretching and widening the fingers and toes before you let them too relax. And so here we are, being completely held by the water. In the silence, there's our breath. And you draw your attention to the tip of your nose, where the oxygen enters. And just feel that sensation of the air right at the tip of your nose, the movement, the temperature. As you become acutely aware of air. Looking up into the night sky, the stars above twinkling. You see the brightest star, Sirius, the dog star. And in the calm waters that surround you, these twinkling stars are reflecting. And you begin to notice that the line between the sky and the water is disappearing. And you have this sense of being surrounded and floating in the cosmos, in our starry heavens. And you breathe. Again, noticing the air that's moving through your nose. And on your next breath in, allow yourself to follow that air a little deeper into your body. Allow yourself to go a little further inside. Inside of your head and into the sinuses, following the air through our third eye. And as you exhale, continue to let go and know you are safe. Know you are held. And as you inhale, take another breath deep inside and allow this one to go down through your throat. Feel how the cool air clears, cleanses, opens the throat. And creates space. And as you exhale, allow yourself to make a sound. Ah. As the air moves through your vocal cords and gives a voice. Ah. And as we come together in the global water healing, we know water is sacred. We know the waters of the earth and the waters of our bodies is sacred. And so with your voice, know as well that we are sacred. I am sacred. Go ahead and use your voice on your next exhale. I am sacred. In our next breath, breathe through the throat and into the heart. And feel as you take that inhale in that you are filling and expanding and opening the front of your body, the front of your heart, and the back of your heart. Feel the expansion upwards and downwards. Feel your heartbeat and how on every inhale there's a little increase in rhythm as your heart picks up within your lungs. And then as you exhale, it drops down. With every breath, our lungs give our heart a little hug, a little squeeze. And on the next breath, breathe through the third eye, the throat, the heart, and into the solar plexus where the diaphragm lives. Breathe into that space just below the heart, between the rib cage. And here, begin to generate light. With every breath, see a little seed of light begin to sparkle like the stars. And as you breathe and know you are safe and sacred, allow the light to begin to shine forth from your body in rhythm with your breath. With every breath, the light shines. And with every breath, our hearts open. With every breath, our throat opens. And on the next breath, breathe past your third eye, your throat, your heart, and through the light into our sacral area, into the pelvis. And feel how the air swirls round and round and round. And feel the connection to your body. And begin to feel your bones. Begin to feel the pelvic bones and their stability and their strength. And let this feeling of connection and foundation spread from your pelvis down your legs. With every breath, it flows towards your ankles, into your feet, and right to that open space, that open spot in the arches of your feet. And you feel this activation, this action feeling in your feet. And this feeling is because you're getting ready to place your feet back down on the ground, on the seafloor, on the sandy bottom. So on your next breath, go ahead and reach your feet down. You can roll over in your imagination or arch and place your feet down through the water and position yourself so that you are now vertical and standing on your feet in the water. And in your mind's eye, you open that eye. And you notice that you are surrounded by light. the bioluminescence. It's all around you and within you as you shine. This cosmic blue light that our precious plankton produces. We share a synergistic relationship of breathing and light. And as we prepare to make our way back to land, we give thanks to the water for holding us safely, for allowing us to blend and weave into the waves, and to experience our light, our bioluminescence. We slowly, with sure-footedness, make our way to the shore. Bringing with us our breath, our light, and our gratitude. I'm just taking a few breaths here and feeling your body, feeling the light within your body. Know that you are sacred, and this light is our gift to the world. And as you bring yourself back to this world, feeling your bones and your muscles and your skin and your eyes, your tongue, and your ears, and your hair can begin to wiggle just ever so slightly. Give movement, tiny movements to your body, and when it feels right, you can blink your eyes open gently. And bring with you the gifts of the light, breath, and water to this space now. Thank you.
Thank you, Jillian. I think it's going to take a while for people to get back in their physical body. That was beautiful. Woo. Yeah, and feeling our sacred light merging with the waters and lighting up the waters with the plankton together. That was really gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh.
The other night when I was out on the water, it was very, very, very luminous. And I laid down on my paddleboard. And basically, this is what happened, the same as this meditation involving a paddleboard as well. And I just laid there looking up into the night sky and really felt how the light is the same light up there is the same light within. And it just felt like that, you know, the big picture of the seamlessness of that oneness.
Right. Oof.
So then how do we bring that to Earth? How do we bring that here? How do we be it here in this space?
Yeah.
And I think that the journey from waking up from the meditation or bringing ourselves back into the space and time, I think that's a good practice. You know, sometimes it feels challenging to come back from meditation, but I think that's a really good practice because then we're bringing that state more and more with us into our everyday lives.
Right. And in this case, we're carrying that light and we're allowing that light to shine out from us, from our physical bodies as well.
Yeah.
When we come back, yeah. More capacity to hold that light and to shine it out to the planet for healing.
Mm-hmm. And as light workers or light warriors or all the different titles and labels and names we can give ourselves, this is our job.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
this is
great.
Our job.
Yeah. So if there's anyone that would like to say something to Jillian or ask a question or share something, just *6 will unmute yourself, and then after you're done, you can *6 yourself back to mute. So is there anybody out there who can speak?
Jillian, it was so good to hear your voice. This is Muriel, and that was just absolutely, that was supreme. And it brought to mind, I remember years ago I saw the movie about Beethoven, Beloved Infidel, and how Ode to Joy came about. And there was a scene in the movie, and of course it was made up, but it was of Beethoven when he was a little boy, and apparently he had a difficult relationship with his father, who would come home drunk and would be abusive. And in this scene, little Beethoven, in his nightshirt, goes running out to escape his father, and he runs as fast as he can, and there's a big body of a pond of water. And he jumps into the water and he floats on his back. And then the next thing that happened, he's looking up at the stars, and all the stars started just flooding in to him. And then the music, Ode to Joy, was born. And that was the depiction. But that, when I saw that originally, it just absolutely just went into every cell in my body, and I could feel that joy. And that's the what you just shared with us was so similar to that same energy. Just brought it all back again. So thank you. It was just absolutely exquisite.
Thank you, Muriel. Excuse me, when you began to speak, that's why I said, of course it is, because I know your voice anywhere. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, and of course I'm thinking of Nadia and up there in the stars walking around.
Yeah.
This is Deborah Scheffler. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to say thank you, and I did that in the bathtub, and it was awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
That's called sanctuary.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Thank you.
Anybody else? You *6 to unmute yourself or to remute yourself.
I just want to say
this
thank
is Vinny.
You.
Oops, sorry, maybe there's two of us.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the rhythm of the water was so exquisite that it turned into spinning light. And a little phrase as I was coming back into my body was light is the tinsel of seamlessness. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joy, yeah, this is Larry. I want to thank you for getting me into the water. We spent a week at the beach, but the sea nettles were so bad we couldn't go in the water. But no, that was beautiful. Progressive relaxation is just amazing. And I had a friend that we, Timothy Wiley and I interviewed, Philip Krupp, who wrote a book called Paul and Me, which was his guardian angel. Guardian angel said, the way to telepathic communication is through progressive relaxation.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's a powerful, powerful thing. And you went all the way from the top to the toes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bringing heaven to earth. And that's why, you know, we progressively, in freediving training, we do it a lot as well. And it's like this progressive relaxation. And then you pull back into your body and into the present state more quickly. And the idea is, it can sometimes feel a little uncomfortable coming back quickly. And it can sometimes feel disruptive even coming back quickly. But part of the process of that is to bring the state, you know, to cross the veil, and we keep pulling it through to where we are now, you know, where we are in action and where we are on earth and all those other ways, you know, metaphorical ways of saying it.
Great. Yeah.
Someone I just wanted to say thank you so much, because of health problems, I haven't been able to get to the ocean. And I miss it so much. And I just want to say thank you. So healing for me. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, the ocean is always there in the etheric realm. And you can take yourself there anytime. Just grab onto a dolphin. Let them ride you out to sea. And I want to remind you, too, you know, on the website, globalwaterhealing.org, we have 6-7 years of meditations on there. So anytime you need a hit of water, go onto the website and do one of those meditations. You'll find amazing things on there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Anybody else before we wrap this up for today?
Hey, Jillian, it's David.
Hi, David.
So, this is kind of personal, but I'm feeling guided to share it. I caught the COVID virus in April, and I had a really, really hard time with it, the sickest I've ever been. And I'm mostly over it now, but what I've been aware is that I have some damage in my lungs.
Mm.
And as I was doing this, you know, experience with you, I had a very, very, very direct, it's like I became my lungs. I went into my lungs and felt that. And I was just sobbing. I just started sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And I've been in the process, and I've been confident that I can heal this. Mm-hmm. But there was, you brought me to a new level of bringing my consciousness directly into the area that needs some help.
Mm.
And I think I may want to contact you and see if maybe you can help me work with that.
Mm. It would be a real honor, David, because, you know, obviously the virus is something that's at the forefront right now, and many people are having many different experiences, and the lungs are about grief. So there's, to me, what's happening is you are being an emissary of of releasing, healing grief for personal reasons and global.
Absolutely. Thanks. So,
yeah, thank you for sharing. Yes, let's absolutely connect.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. Well,
you're very quiet.
Oh, really? Huh. That's odd.
That's a little better.
That's a little better? Okay. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
So, thank you, everybody, for being here today. Thanks especially to Jillian. And we look forward to having you back again, Jillian.
Yeah.
I'll get you on the schedule for next year.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited. And next month we have Takara will be here
awesome. For
our September meditation. So before we go, I'm going to unmute everybody, and we can have our chaotic goodbye.
Then, wait a minute, Mary.
Yes.
Mary, wait a minute.
Yes.
Can we get Jillian's information?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jillian, what's your website?
Sure. Yeah, it's my name, Jillian Rutledge. I can spell it really quick. Jillian Rutledge.com. And you can find me there easily. My phone number is there. My email is there. Yeah.
Great.
And we'll be sure to have that information up on the Global Water Healing website as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to anybody that wants to do more work with light, breath, and water.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Jillian. Okay. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Healing, David. Love and light. Wisdom and understanding.
Bye.
Love you, David. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.